T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Major League Baseball said to be convening a, quote, emergency meeting today to discuss how to move ahead with the Marlins outbreak. Couple games canceled, the Marlins Orioles and the Yankees Phillies already canceled for tonight, although no talk yet of canceling more games. We'll see what comes of that. Penguins in Toronto getting ready for a playoff series exhibition game scheduled tomorrow at 4, I believe, against the Flyers. And the Sidney Crosby question, Ron, looms over this series. He participated Friday in practice, did not participate in the scrimmage, spoke over the weekend of being, quote, hopeful, nothing definitive. And I just wonder what your guys' concern level is here. And a simple question, do you expect him to play in game one?
Yeah, I do expect him to play, but my concern level grows by the day here. You know, I wish it would be a little more clarity. You know, I know the league has this, you know, you can't talk about injuries and all that, so we're left to speculate. I just hate to hear Sid's talk in terms of, like, hopeful this, hopeful that, hope to be ready to go. You know, I anticipate he's going to play. I know what a competitor he is. I just worry, Bob, if this could be something that could linger with him throughout these playoffs. We don't know what it is. They won't say anything about it, and I think it's fair to wonder.
Yeah, I think every time we don't have clarity, your mind does wonder. At first, people thought it was COVID-related. Apparently not. Then it's, what else is it? It's good that he's returned to practice. I fully expect him to play in that Saturday game one against the Montreal Canadiens. I probably don't expect him to play tomorrow, but I think there are a lot of people up there who want to play that game just to get a feel for, you know, game speed at this time. It's one thing to do it in practice. It's another thing to do it in a game like this. I'd be interested to see how the goalies do. I think Mike Sullivan has a lot of decisions still to make. Sidney Crosby will do what's best for him, I'm sure, and best for the team. He has always operated that way. So I believe, because we don't know, and because he is back, that he will play in that series. Joe?
Well, what's best for the team is that he plays, right? I mean, no matter what, almost. July 19th.
Well, it depends on what the injury would be, though.
I mean, Sidney Crosby at 60% would help the team, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. So, I mean, you know, it's just, what is it, first of all? That's the first question. The Athletic reported on July 19th that it was lingering soreness from this core injury, which makes sense, you know. And he played through that injury before ever getting the surgery at the beginning of the season because he knew the Penguins needed him. But just the lack of clarity here and the fact that he hasn't been on the ice for most of their activities recently makes me wonder, not necessarily, Bob, if he's going to be in the lineup for game one. I truly believe he will be, but if this is something that's going to affect him, and if so, to what degree, that would be my concern.
Well, exactly. And, you know, they need him, obviously, for the long haul, and even in a short series, maybe even more so, just because of the increased chance of a potential upset, because it's only five games, and you only have to win three, not four. So, but I think, you know, he's back. And if it is something he's dealing with that will affect him, but not to the point where it can, you know, take him out of a lineup, I think he will play, and I think he'll play well. I think they have a lot of players on that team who are really ramped up to play this. They're excited about the opportunity. And even if he should not play in that first game, at some point I would expect him back. But I think they could still win that series even if he's not playing in it.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me unless he re-aggravated this injury. I mean, what'd he have off? 3 months to have still lingering soreness right. from this surgery? He came back and played. I'm just wondering if it's not something new. I do think with you, Bob, I think they could beat Montreal without him. I don't think they could beat any of the four teams that they would have to play, you know, from the Eastern Conference in the second round or first round, however you want you to look at it. I don't think they're good enough to beat any of those teams without Crosby, Joe.
I think they could. I don't know that I'd want to take the risk. They were outstanding without him this season, but I don't know that I'd want to take the risk of going up against a really good team. But could they beat, say, the Flyers in a playoff series without Sid? I think they could. Yeah, I think I would probably predict it, as a matter of fact, depending on how the goaltending was. But to me, I took that story to mean that coming back and jumping back into play for some reason may have triggered something with that original injury and the surgery and all of that. But it's such a mystery that you can't help but be concerned about it. The question of goaltending, Bob. Seems like Matt Murray sort of got straightened out as camp went along. Is he the obvious choice? Would you start Matt Murray in game one, and do you think Sully will?
Yes and yes, and I think it'll be under the conditions that you better play well, because there's a guy who's played extremely well this year and turned out to be an all-star behind you, and we are not shy about going there. If you look back at Mike Sullivan's history, Joe and Ron, he's not at all hesitant to make a change if he feels it's in the best interest of the team, and that meant even getting away from fan favorite, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury at the time, to a guy who is largely unproven. We have seen so many stories now of goaltenders who've come out of nowhere and become stars and become difference makers. Conversely, we've seen stories of guys who were those difference makers and then all of a sudden regressed. So I think as a coach, you have to be prepared for all. I think the short run, the leash run will be very short, and they'll monitor his play. If they should lose and he plays extremely well, he'll play the next game. But if he's average or if there's some concern about his level of play, then he'll make a switch, and he has every right to, and I think he will, Ron.
Joe, I got to ask you, how are you dealing with the wind chimes today? Are you finding them very peaceful on what is a stressful day, or are they at all annoying to you?
I think I would have termed it just as you did, Ron. On a stormy day in sports, I'm finding at least some degree of serenity with Bob's wind chimes. I am. They're very
serenity soothing. Now. They just seem to be a little louder to me today.
Maybe Bob's sending
a
message.
Yeah, they are. Uh-oh, here comes a big wind.
Oh, yeah, that big wind will do that every time. That big wind will do that to you every time. No,
it's,
you know, I think
air.
It's going to be Matt.
Does it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Matt Murray, too. Now, you know, I'm a guy that hasn't seen a minute of their training camp, so, you know, I don't know. I'm just going by what I read when everybody said that, you know, Tristan Jarry was better, but maybe Murray closed the gap at the end. But I think if they're all close, Murray's going to get the first crack at it. And then if Sullivan deems it worthy to make a change, he'll make a change. He's certainly, as Bob said, not afraid to do that. But I'm thinking, Joe, it's going to be for sure, at least in game one, Matt Murray.
Me too. And I think the leash has to be short. You know, it would be one thing if they were coming back with, you know, a little bit of an acclimation period here with the Sid thing too. I mean, you become ultra conservative with him to try to get him where he needs to be. But this is a 5-game playoff series, you know. This is it. And you got a great goalie on the other side, even though I don't think he's as great as he used to be. And so I think Sid's going to be out there for game one. Let's talk a couple of other Penguin issues, and then top of the hour get into what was just a fascinating overall weekend for the Pirates, from really pregame Friday night in their opener all the way through the end of yesterday's game. Lots to talk about there as Major League Baseball tries to navigate its way through an early storm here with the Miami Marlins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.